All right, good morning. Good morning. You ready for an intermediate whooping?
Yes.
You are. Some of you aren't, but you're going to get it anyway. Stand up. Come up to the front of your mat. Ragdoll. Now, I don't mean to scare you either. You know, and I don't scare you. The fear is already in you. And we're here to draw whatever is inside of us out. Drop your head towards your mat, open your two eyes, and breathe in and out of your nose. Let your head go. You got tension in your neck and your jaw, let that go. And I also request that you give up whatever you have to give up to be in this space this morning with us. I know there's a few of you who are, it's the first time in the studio. You picked the right class, I'll tell you. An intermediate class is just a space. You know, it took us about 8 years to create a space for an intermediate class. It's a special class. You're here to find your own power. And it's powerful to be around people who are interested in challenging themselves to grow. There's not a person in this room that doesn't have a fire burning in them, a hot fire burning in them. Bring your hands to your mat, downward dog. Bring in the air, pump it in and out of your nose. Relax the muscles in your face. Do whatever you gotta do to enroll yourself in the practice. Practice your pillars. Your ujjayi breathing, practice your yogic gaze. So two eyes on one point, keep them there and be clear. Walk your hands to your feet, bring your feet together. Clasp your hands at your lower back. Lengthen your spine, breathe in, forward bend. So be at the back of your mat. Relax your neck. Down dog. Bring your feet together, lift your right leg to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee, take your upper leg to the left. Bring your upper foot to your mat, lift your left leg to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee, take your upper leg to the right. Walk forward, bring your feet to touch, come halfway up, forward bend. Stand up, straighten your arms above you, look up. Yeah, the lights are on the left side of the room. I know that. And they're not on the right side of the room. Don't worry, that's the least of your worries this morning. Bring your hands to your heart center. Three ohms. Reach your arms to the ceiling, breathe in, bow forward. Come halfway up, breathe in, high plank. Can you not try hard today, please? Can you? Because I want to have fun a little bit. And if you try hard, you won't have fun. Some of you are like, go fuck yourself. No, you go fuck yourself. Lift your chin away from your chest. Breathe in. Come forward and halfway down. Up dog. Down dog. Make it. We're going to make it challenging on purpose. The people in this room want that. The people beside you, just look at the peer person beside you. Look at them. Look at them. The person you don't know, and just be like, yeah, he's right. He's talking about me. I want it. I want it intense. And you just take it as it comes. Modify. Dilute the poses. Just stay in the game. Breathe in. Breathe out. And the game is just to keep moving forward. That is all. Walk to the front of your mat. Doesn't even matter if it gets messy. Halfway up, breathe in. It doesn't matter if you don't like it either. Bow forward. Sweep up. We're moving into the realm of love. Bow forward. And love is not always pretty. Halfway up, breathe in. High plank. Down dog. That was just a listening test. That was just a listening test. Walk your hands to your feet. So that was a listening test, too. Yeah, pay attention, will you? Down dog. Yeah, bring your feet together, please. Taste this. You might like this. Locate the inside of your right thigh bone. Lift your right leg up from to the ceiling. Move your shoulders so they're more towards being over your wrists, so you're mixing your up dog and down dog. Bend your upper knee, look up to the front of the room, and tap the sole of your upper foot, or if you want to, you can just rest the sole of your upper foot on the back of your head. You don't have to tap it, you can just rest it there. And if it's resting there, you can form fit it like it's a glove, or like a yarmulke, something like that. As soon as you touch your head, we'll get out of the pose. Go ahead. Okay, drop your head, press your torso back, and bring your upper foot to the mat. Locate the inside of your left thigh bone. It's important that you're locating the thigh bone. Just locate it. Okay, now from that point, lift your left leg to the ceiling. Keep your hips closed. Square to the floor. Now pin your index finger knuckles on your mat and bring your shoulders more towards being over your wrists, not directly over your wrists. Bend your upper knee and bring the sole of your upper foot to your head. Close the distance and breathe. You could muscle it and hold your breath, and that might work for a little while, but you'll burn out. So find a space that you can breathe. That's vinyasa yoga, to create a space that breath can move you. Okay, walk forward. Halfway up, bring your feet together. Forward bend. Stand up, sweep your arms up, breathe in. Forward bend, breathe out. Long, healthy spine. High plank. Dolphin plank. Bring your forearms to your mat. Okay, you're gonna listen carefully. This will be exciting, you'll like this. Okay? You might not like it, but I think you will like it. Okay, you're gonna go pause for a moment, right? Your next pose is high plank, but you're gonna bring your right hand to the ground first and then come into high plank that way. So right hand down, left hand down, high plank. That was good. Did you like that? Okay, now the next pose is gonna be dolphin plank, and you're gonna drop your left elbow first and then your right elbow, okay? Okay, dolphin plank, left elbow down, right elbow down. Okay, left hand down, right hand down, high plank. Good, now left elbow down, right elbow down, dolphin plank. Right hand, left hand down, high plank. And then left elbow down, right elbow down. Left hand, right hand, high plank. Bring your feet together, spin your heels to the right, take your left arm to the sky. You can bring your right knee down to the floor. You don't get a trophy if you hold a pose. Revolve it, heels to the left, right arm to the sky. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Walk forward. Halfway up, breathe in. Forward bend. Utkatasana. Bow forward. Halfway up, crow pose. Give it a shot. Chaturanga. Up dog. Ow, did you break your toe? Down dog. Right foot forward, warrior one. Rest your torso across your front thigh bone. Take your arms back like airplane wings. Burn a hole in the center of your front toenail with your gaze. Meditation space. On the big toenail on your front foot. Now create some space between your front thigh bone and the wall of your chest. Spread out your fingers. Activate your thumbs, your baby fingers. And spin your thumbs away from your mat, away from the mat. Very good. You feel your upper arm bones rotate in, internally. Oh, no, externally, is it? Externally? Okay, scapula into the midline of your body. Ground the outer edge of your back foot in the mat. Outer edge of your back foot. Ground it into the floor. Good. Take a big breath in. Empty out. Inhale, sweep your arms to the ceiling. Air in. And then sweep low. Torso across your front thigh, arms back like wings. And then just flow on your own. Okay, I'll watch you. And you move from point to point. Inhaling through your nose, expanding from the ground upward. Exhaling through your nose and descending from your warrior one to the variation of warrior one. And you flow. Right now you're in kind of robot mode. Like, let's see it. Bring it. Bring the artistry. Bring it. Can you exaggerate it so it's flamboyant? Like, wow, that press on the mat, that's a little too much. Be a little too much. Can you do that? Like, a little too much. Like, let's see it. No, Paula, that's not it. Let's see it. Bring your love. You're like, come on. Nothing wakes up unless you bring that part of you. Okay, chaturanga. That was good. Up dog. You see you're on your own. You can throw your practice right in the sewer. Down dog. Left side warrior one. Okay, take your variation. Lift the inner arch of your back foot away from your mat. Spread out your fingers and your toes. Make a power line from the center of your back heel to the crown of your head. Make your palms face the floor. And you're not interlacing your fingers. You're just still in warrior one variation. That's all. Okay, breathe out. Inhale, flow. Rise up. And then at your own pace, generate vinyasa. And inspiration. They come together. Once you start to flow, the fluids in your body wake up. The chemistry in your body flows. Just get into your practice. Go ahead, flow. Up and down. It's so easy. You don't have to think about it. Just move. One breath in, and then flow down. Move, yeah, bring a little velocity. Some of you are getting just locked up. You're thinking about your big toe and your flow. Looking around the room, seeing if you're keeping up with everybody else or how they're doing. Forget them. They're looking around, looking at you. Take a huge breath in. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. I'll guide you through this so you don't have to think. A lot of times when you're left on your own, you'll think. And if you're brand new, that's kind of, it happens. Don't worry about it getting messy or not knowing what you're doing. Just listen to my voice and do the best you can. Breathe in. Breathe out. Walk or jump forward. Halfway up. Forward bend. Thunderbolt. Bow forward. Halfway up. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Right side. Flow. You know this pose. Go up. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Left side warrior one. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. A student called me this morning, like, I didn't know it was the intermediate class. I don't know if I want to come. I don't want to get caught up in all these poses. I don't know what to do. It's just, no, that's the opposite of this class. Come in here and just give what you got. That's all. You don't have to know anything. Nothing's expected of you. Breathe in. Breathe out. It's the beauty of this class. You're on your own. Walk or jump forward. Halfway up. Forward bend. Thunderbolt. I'm like the banks of the river. Bow forward. Long spine. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Right side warrior one. I'm not even in charge of how the river flows. That's you. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Left side warrior one. You can be in the trickle, the rapids, doesn't matter. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Our aim is to be together and experience togetherness, but and aloneness too. Bring your feet together. Lift your right leg to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee, flip over, and make magic. You can do whatever you want. High plank, heels to the right, left arm to the sky. Bend your left knee and do half bow. Left knee, half bow. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Left foot forward, crescent lunge. Warrior three. Warrior one, warrior two, side angle pose, half bind, put your front foot on 12 o'clock. Bind your shoulders. Would you, what? Find, and then bind. You bound up, get it, bind, bind. Unless you're injured, bind. Get a strap, bind up. Okay, connect your hands where your left femur head is, where it plugs into the hip, lock your hands there. Ground the four corners of your front foot in your mat. Reverse bird of paradise. Step your back foot up to the center of your mat. Stand on your front leg. Five. Four. Three. Two. Chaturanga. That was ridiculous. Up dog. Down dog. Bring your feet together. Lift your left leg to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee. Be at your edge. You can flip over. Be at your edge. Next, yeah. Dull hands don't work. High plank. Heels to the left, right under the sky. Hands and feet. Activate your core. Half bow. Be conscious of your feet. Flex your upper foot. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. You're doing great. You're doing great. Right foot forward, crescent lunge. Prayer twist to the right. Oh no, warrior three. Go ahead, warrior three. Make your lips touch, breathe in and out of your nose. Breathe out. Warrior one. Warrior two. Side angle pose. Make your back toes point between 9 and 10 on the clock. Half bind. Full bind. The beginning of creating a full bind is you got to drop your right hand down towards the floor and then bend your elbows and lock up your hands at the back of your right femur head. Ground your big toe mound in the center of your heel, your front foot, ground it into the mat. Reverse bird of paradise. Don't rush. Wait till you hear the cue. Don't rush. Five, four, three, two, chaturanga, up dog, down dog, breathe in, breathe out, walk your hands to your feet, leapfrogs. Ground your hands in your mat and bring your shoulders over your wrists. Jump up. Keep the inner edge of your feet together. Let your knees splay out. Be courageous. Get up there. You can do this. You don't have to balance up there. Just hop. You just want to get that action of hopping. Hopping. Get some air. Get some good blood flow into your deltoid, your biceps. Get up there, Dutmers. Few more. Few more. Okay, Utkatasana at the front of your mat. Bring your hands to your heart center. Twist to the right. Take your left leg back, crescent lunge. Okay, straighten your arms. Scissors pose. Bring your hands to the floor on the outside of your front foot. Bend your elbows like you're going into chaturanga. Five, so it's the outside of your right thigh bone that's resting on your left arm. Four, you just play with it. Three, two, chaturanga. Up dog, bravo, bravo. Down dog, down dog. Breathe in, empty out. Walk your hands to your feet, leapfrogs. You thought you were in the clear. No way. Go for it. Get at least five up there. And if your heart is beating strong, good. That's great. Some good metabolic fire. Get to your tipping point. It's so exciting. Get there. Get two more in. Two more. Two more. Okay, and then Utkatasana at the front of your mat. Prayer twist to the left. Twisting dragon, send your right leg back. Straighten your arms. Scissors. Ground your hands flat on your mat. Bend your elbows like you're in chaturanga. It's a deep twist. Five. Four. It's got to get a little messy. Three. Two. Chaturanga. Up dog. We held that side a little shorter, didn't we? Down dog. It's good. Hey, jump through your hands. Boat pose. And you have blocks next to you. Everybody loves this pose. I only do it because people beg me before class to do boat with blocks. Does anyone not have blocks next to your hips? There you go, Libby, catch. There you go, good. No one else? Everyone's ready with blocks? So you have your blocks at the sides of your hips. You got those? Okay, so without touching the floor, without letting your feet touch the floor, cross your ankles. Bring your hands to the blocks and lift your sitting bones off the mat. If your feet touch the floor, that's okay. That's okay. And then come back up into boat. A good demonstration. Cross your ankles, bring your hands to the blocks, lift your butt up, and boat pose. Cross your ankles, hands to your blocks, lift your butt up. Can you swing a little bit right to left? Okay, come back to boat. We'll just do a few more. Don't look so upset. Even if you're upset, pretend you're not. Pretend. You do that all the time anyway. You pretend all the time. And then you know what's funny? You pretend you're not pretending. So pretend you're having fun, okay? Just pretend. Let's see how good you are at pretending, because you're so good at pretending anyway. You're so good at pretending, so I'm going to get to the front of the room and see who can pretend they're having the fun the most, okay? Ready? Cross your ankles, hands to the blocks, go. Boat pose. Yeah, that felt like you were just doing that to win me over, saying that you're having fun. Like, okay, ready? Cross your ankles. You're still in the game. Ready? And float. Okay, boat pose. That didn't look that fun still. It didn't look that fun. Okay, ready? You only get a couple more times, so. Cross your ankles, hands to the floor, lift your hips up. Okay, boat pose. Jesus is watching. That only works in the Bible Belt, otherwise. Like in Northampton, like Jesus? Jesus who? Okay, cross your ankles and float. Five, four, three, two, one more bonus pose. Just in case you weren't being true. Just in case. In case you were pretending you were being true. Like the best you got. The best you got. Don't pretend that you don't do the best you got. Ready, set, and go. The best you got. No pretending. The best you got. Five, four. The best you got. Everything you got. Two, chaturanga. That was good. Up dog. Down dog. Walk to the front of your mat. Halfway up. Breathe in. Forward bend. Utkatasana. Bring your hands to your heart center, twist to the right. Stay with your hands in a prayer or straighten your arms. Five. Four. Three. Two. Drop your hands to your mat, Padangusthasana. Halfway up, breathe in, forward bend. This is the class you can let your emotional hair down and get messy and poke yourself and prod yourself and request a little more from yourself, even if it's unreasonable. You got to have that in your life, unreasonable requests. And if you don't have unreasonable requests from yourself, find someone who asks. You for everything you got. I know, Naima asks me for everything I got, and I ask her for everything she's got. And I ask you for everything that you got. My teachers ask from me everything I got. Let go of your toes. Bring your feet together. Bend your knees. Utkatasana. Bring your hands to your heart center, twist to the left. We don't hold this twist long, so get in there. Get in there and pump some prana into your gut. Stay with your hands in a prayer or straighten your arms. Five. Four. Three. Two. Drop your hands to your mat. Separate your feet hip-width distance. Gorilla. Walk your toes past the crease of your wrist. Stand on your hands. Stand on them. Lengthen your spine. Breathe in. Forward bend. Push yourself to your edge. And go a little further than what you're used to. Go a little further towards your edge where you might tip over. Like literally might tip over and like do a somersault, literally. Like some of you aren't even close. Some of you aren't even, go ahead, do it, do it. Don't pretend you're doing it, do it. Get to the point where you almost tip over, almost. And you'll know it, you'll know it. I might not see it, but you'll know it. See, that's the sound of sunshine. Slide your hands out from underneath your feet. Bring your feet together. Ground your feet in your mat. Stand up. Sweep your arms to the sky. Breathe in. Eagle arms. Eagle legs. Right side. Five. Four. Three. Two. Sweep up. Left side. Eagle pose. Five. Four. Three, two, sweep up, eagle pose right side, five, four, love the awakening, the skin, the muscles, the bones, three, listen carefully, two, inhale, warrior one, legs. Bad cue on my part. Just warrior one legs. Did you agree with me that was a bad cue? Okay, so like, yeah. Okay, good. Okay, do a back bend. Squeeze your back leg. Bring your forearms away from your face. Zipper up more. Zipper up more on your back leg. Big breath in. Samasthitihi. Feet together. Arms by your sides. Come to the front of your mat. Okay, breathe in. Empty out. Eagle pose, left side. You know our flying route now. Elbows up to shoulder height. Shoulders over your hips. Sometimes it's easy to lean forward. None of that. None of that. Okay. Breathe out. Warrior one legs. Squeeze your back leg. Pull the front of your pelvis up to your navel. Now, Uddiyana, pull your belly to your spine. Bring your forearms forward. Take your elbows to the ceiling and do a back bend. No cranking on your neck. No cranking on your neck. Huge breath in. Samasthitihi. Come to the front of your mat, arms by your side. Sweep up, breathe in. Bring your hands to your heart center. Flying pigeon. Bring your hands to your hips. Bend your knees. Feet touch. Cross your right ankle past your left thigh. Now flex your right foot. Stick your butt out a lot. Your aim is to get your torso almost parallel to the floor. Pull your elbows into the center line of your body. Uddiyana Bandha. Breathe, breathe. You take your arms out in front of you. Do your best. 10. Flex your upper foot. Pull your belly to your spine. You can do the arm balance if you want to. 5. 4, 3, 2, bring your feet to the floor. Stand up, sweep your arms to the ceiling, breathe in. Bring your hands to your heart center. Clear it out, breathe in. Open your mouth. Flying pigeon, hands to your hips, bend your knees. Left leg past your right thigh. Muscularly pull the elbows into the midline of your body. See how the elbows can fall down towards the floor and then the shoulders drop. Take the outer elbows away from your mat. Good. Now pull your belly to your spine. Flex your left foot. Take your arms out in front of you. 10. Hang out here for a little while. Give it a couple breaths before you go into the arm balance. Stick your bum out more. Bring more emphasis to the piriformis stretch. Okay, you can do the arm balance. 5, 4, 3, 2. Bring your feet to the mat. Stand up. Sweep your arms to the ceiling. Breathe in. Bring your hands to your heart center. Clear it away. Breathe in. Empty out. Put a block down in front of your left foot. A little bit outside of your front baby toe. Hey, standing bow, left arm to the sky. Bend your right knee. Pick up your right ankle, your right foot. Hey, pause for a moment. Just be in Tadasana with your right ankle in your right hand. Tadasana with your left arm vertical. Now pull your belly to your spine. Soften up the muscles in your lower foot. Good. Now ground the four corners of your lower foot in your mat. Kick your upper shin to the back of the room. Keep your eyes straight ahead of you. Just, we're going to transition to half moon. So begin to drop your eyes to your block. To your block. Bring your front hand down to your block. Feel the training that's happening in your lower foot and your lower ankle. Ground your big toe mound and your bottom foot into the floor. Ground it. And get your baby toe mound down on the mat too. Center of your lower heel down on the mat. Center your lower heel on your mat. Big toe mound your lower foot on your mat. Pull the front edge of your pelvis to your navel. Look up to the ceiling. Look, gaze over your right shoulder. Good, Susan. Excellent. Stay in. Just stay in and relax. Meditate. Make it your Thursday morning meditation. Pull your belly to your spine. Look up to the ceiling and kick more. Kick more. Go more. More. Ragdoll. Crow pose. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Walk to the front of your mat. Halfway up. Breathe in. Forward bend. Stand up, sweep up, breathe in. Bring your hands to your heart center. Clear it out, breathe in. Empty out. Hey, switch over the block to the left side of your mat. Right arm high. Drop your left arm by your side. Bend your left knee. Become intimate with the padding on your lower foot, the skin and the muscles. From your zone, kick your upper shin to the back of the room. Ouch, ouch, ouch. You gaze to your block and bring your upper hand down to the block, right hand down to the block. Oh, look at all the wobbling going on in your lower foot. No wobbling, no starved toes. Your toes need blood too. Let the blood get to the toe tips. Got such pretty pink toenails, but you gotta get the toes full of color. Let the blood flow to your toes. Pull the front edge of your pelvis to your navel. Pull it up. Look over your left shoulder. Look up to the ceiling. Stay in. Stay in. Open this. 5, stand, 4, 3, yeah, 2, oh, ragdoll, Hanuman, right leg back, grab your blocks, put them by the sides of your hips, curl your back toes under, and make your front foot flat on the mat. Curl your back toes under, lift your back knee off the mat, and lift your blocks up so you get as much elevation as possible. Press the blocks, lift your sternum to the ceiling, breathe, 10. Make your front leg as straight as you can make it, but you gotta keep the inner edge of your front foot flat on the ground. 5, 4, can you curl your back toes under, or is it too much in your leg? You're good? 3, squeeze your back leg. 2, straighten your front leg. Make your front toes point to the sky. I was going to say God, but I was like, is he a Jesus guy or a God guy? I'm a God guy, and I'm kind of a Jesus guy, but I'm not like a super Jesus guy. Jesus is the man, but he's not like God. He's Jesus. That's all. Jesus. Yeah. What do you think Jesus said? Was he like, bananas? Okay, uncurl your back toes. What you doing over here? Oh, look at you. 5. Square your hips to the front of the studio. 4. 3. 2. Down dog. Was that 3 phases?
Yes.
We did 3 phases? Okay, Hanuman, other leg. Left foot forward. All right leg? Go ahead, right leg forward. Put your blocks up. Straighten your front leg, but the front foot stays flat on the mat. That's phase 1. Okay, 10. Come into the pose. 9. You see how the shoulders fold forward and then the upper body kind of slants forward too? Keep your upper body perpendicular to the mat. 4. Bring your blocks back a little more. 3. And can you pull this front thigh bone to the back wall? 2. Yeah, just like that. Good. Okay, now front leg straight, front toes to the ceiling. Breathe. Right hip back, left hip forward, belly to your spine. Chin down towards your chest, crown of the head towards the ceiling. 5. Drop your head. 4. You like doing that a lot, huh? 3. 2. Phase 3. Uncurl your back toes. So you could, this phase, you could lift your arms up and do a back bend and look up. You just don't want to crank your neck too much. You can lift your chin, just don't crank your neck. 5, 4, you know, 3, turn, 2, at the hips, not the shoulders. Down dog. Walk to the front of your mat. Halfway up, breathe in. Forward bend. Grab your strap and stand up. Let's do dances with the strap. You're gonna lasso your right foot with the strap. Has anyone not done dances with a strap before? Yeah? Okay, so you're just gonna put your right foot in the strap. If you don't have a strap, I'll bring you one. And then you're gonna hold the strap over your right shoulder like it's a sack of toys. Wait, you got it right there. What you doing? Take that, take it. Okay, now pause for a moment, pause. Okay. Okay, walk your hands as far back as possible. Create perfect resistance. And soften up the sole of your lower foot. Now keep walking your hands back till you couldn't possibly walk them back anymore. Pull the front of your pelvis to the navel. You'll feel it, a lot of lower back compression if you're not connected to your core. Spread out your toes. Pull your belly to your spine. So when you get to your final pose, one hand will be on top of the other hand. Okay? Stay in. And breathe. We'll stay for about 30 more seconds. You have an edge. You have a flexibility edge. You have an endurance edge. And just cultivate that part of you that follows through with your endeavors. About 15 more seconds. Stay in. You can increase the intensity. Maybe walk your hands back more. Kick your upper shin like crazy. You got to kick your upper shin to the back of the room. 5. Chin up a little bit. 4. You can walk your hands back more. Yeah. 3. Feels good like that. Look at you. 2. Good. Other side. Do you feel that point where you almost fell out? That's where it gets good. You want to go there. Ready? Set. Okay, last of your left foot. And go. No pretending you're playing your edge. None of that. Play your edge. Like really. You've got to get to the point where, like, you could fall out, roll out, and land on someone else's mat. That doesn't happen usually, but when something happens like that, you see, like, that person's not, they're practicing with the lid off. Get in there, Barbie. Get in there. Walk your hands back. Otherwise, the lid will stay on. You'll be a people pleaser, a conformist for the rest of your life, an imitator, a fake. Your yoga practice will be a sham. About 15 seconds, full throttle. Go for it. Elbows into the center line. Upper arm bones to the back of the room. Matt, chin up, bro. Chin up. There you go. Stay in. 5. Wow. 4. Go. 3. On fire. Go. 2. Good. Bring your upper foot to your mat. Beautiful work. Step up to the front of your mat. Tree pose. Balance on your left leg. Press your right foot to your left inner thigh. Bring your hands to Anjali Mudra at your heart center. And pray. Yogic prayer. Just to observe and to listen. And to move into stillness. You could call asana prayer. Creating a space to bring forth and to manifest what you want in life. To ask with action. Not like a greedy asking, like, I want this. Yeah, you need stuff, and if you ask for what you need, it'll come to you. See, and then once you have what you need, you have health, you have your feet grounded on the earth, you create inspiration just like that, just by being healthy. Straighten your arms to the ceiling. You open up your heart. How? Well, spread your fingers out. Get some air into your chest. Pull your belly to your spine. Press the floor. Make your fingertips reach up to the ceiling a little more, just a few more inches. And bring your hands to your heart center. Drop your upper foot to your mat. Switch. Balance on your right leg. Draw your left foot to your right inner thigh. Do you see how default can be you're looking at something and not, like, really? Like, not really see it. You might see it. You're like, no, I see it. But everything else becomes blurry. See the whole room. Train your eyes to be clear. Really clear. There's always another level of clarity. Like, you can see somebody and maybe see their skin color, their hair, the color of their hair, the shape of their face. But can you see their life? Can you see that there's pain and suffering? Can you see that? Can you see that your brother and your sister, they are your brother or your sister? Can you see that? Can you see they're cut from the same cloth you are? They came from the same space as you and they're going to the same space as you. Straighten your arms to the ceiling. I like what Ram Dass says. He says, we're all just walking each other home. Isn't that great? We're all just walking each other home. Bring your hands to your heart center. Drop your upper foot to your mat. Ground your feet in the floor. Reach your arms to the ceiling. Breathe in. Bow forward. Halfway up. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Right side warrior one. Okay, now we can start the intermediate class. Bring your hands to the inside of your front foot. Okay, just pause for a moment. Pause for a moment. I'm going to give you just like a moment of grace where you can have a heart-to-heart conversation with yourself. Just for a moment. And know why you came to the mat. No pretending in this. Okay, ready? Grab your front ankle with both hands, but you got to stay to the inside of your front leg. You're going to actually crawl underneath your front leg so your right shoulder fits behind your front knee. Get your right shoulder behind your front knee. Now spread out your toes, ground the four corners of your feet in your mat. Get your big toe mounds. Those are important. Big toe mounds on the ground. Bring your head behind your front calf. 30 seconds. Go ahead. Be tough. Be a warrior in training. Square your hips to the front of the studio. Spread your toes. Crawl under there. Crawl under there. You're in a safe space. Get your head behind your front calf. 10 seconds. If you have your head behind your front calf, you can stand on your front leg and lift your back leg up. 5, 4, Boriana, lift your back knee off the mat. 3, 2, warrior two, triangle pose. 5, get into triangle. Ground the centers of your heels in your mat. 4, press your big toe mounds down into earth. 3, 2, stand up, bring your hands to your hips, press the Vita Padottanasana, right toes to the left side of the room, take your arms to the ceiling, breathe in, drop your right arm by your side, go Mukha Baddha, hands connect mid-back, press your feet in the floor, breathe in, forward bend, open your eyes, let your brain become irrigated, get rid of the excess tension around the neck and the throat. And even in the shoulders, you want tension in the shoulders, just not excess tension. Anywhere. Breathe in. Breathe out. Stand up. Pyramid pose. Yeah, drop your arms by your side and take a reverse namaste. Get some wrist action. So if your fingertips, you can go up your back, you can go down your back. You choose. Breathe in. Bow forward. Twisting triangle. Put a block under your left hand. Bring your right hand to your hip. 5, 4. There you go. Spread your toes. 3, 2. Listen carefully. Lift your back leg off the mat. Twisting half moon. Bend your left knee. Diagonal bow. Reach back with your right hand and grab your left ankle. 5. Good, Paula. 4, look over your right shoulder, press the floor. 3, kick more. 2, chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Left foot forward, warrior one. Lizard lunge. Bring your hands to the mat on the inside of your front foot. You want to do this pose. Definitely do this pose. Maybe you modify, rest the next pose, but get this one. Honor yourself. Honor yourself. Sometimes that means pushing yourself, too. You know, it's not mean just taking modifications. Yeah, sometimes modifications, of course, especially if you're injured. Please, yeah. Okay, bring your head behind your front calf. Try to wrinkle the mat in between your feet. Wrinkle it. You feel that? You got to pull in. You're pulling your thigh bones to the pelvis. Square your hips to the front of the studio. 30 seconds. It's going to take you back a little bit, Mary. More here. Good. Yes, yes. Press the outer ankle and your back foot towards the floor. Get under there, Detmers. Work, work. This is your life. Fight for your life. Get in there. About 10 more seconds. Get your wrists off the floor, hands off the floor. Come on, get them off the floor. Just now, just a couple seconds. 4, 3, 2, warrior two. I'm so happy that's over. Straighten your legs, triangle pose. You just got to be game for coming apart, that's all. Game for getting annihilated. So what? It's good for you. It's soul food. Big difference between falling apart and just being and having laxity and just like kind of being in a street fight and getting your ass kicked. Not that. Not that. Breathe out. Stand up. Bring your hands to your hips. Point your left toes to the right side of the room. This is good fight. The yogi taps into. Arms up. Drop your left arm by your side. Bend your elbows. Lock your hands up at the back of your body. Breathe in. Fold forward. Spread out your toes. Big toe mounds. Press them in the mat. Inner ankles back. You breathe in. Empty out. Stand up. Drop your arms by your side. Pivot to the front of the room. Take your arms out like wings. Viparita Namaste. Breathe in. Forward bend. You're doing awesome. You just stay the course. Just to get through all this without getting off your mat. Twist to the left a little. Just a little twist to the left. Drop your hands to the floor, twisting triangle. Five. Four. Three, two, twisting half moon, lift your back leg off the mat. Half bow, crossbow, five, press the floor, look over your left shoulder. Four, it'll be a little easier. Three, two, ragdoll, crow pose before we hit the ground. Go ahead. Five, four, three, two, chaturanga, up dog, down dog. Oh my goodness. Drop your knees to the mat. Virasana. Bring your knees together, separate your feet, sit between your heels. You can put a block underneath your butt. Bring your hands to your heart center. Close your eyes and slow your heart rate down. Take some big conscious exhalations. Push the air out through your nose and make the duration of the out-breath last a little longer than it has been up till now. You lift your shoulders up to your ears. Lift your shoulders up. Shoulders up. Open your eyes. Shoulders up. Lateral body long. Now breathe more. Get more air into the upper part of your lungs. Get up. Puff up. Okay, now take the heads of your shoulders back. Scapula in. Okay, last thing. Instead of forcing your shoulders down, just drop them. Just relax your shoulders. Drop your chin towards your chest and take the sides of your neck back. A few more counts. Center. Just center. Okay, breathe in. Empty out. Stand up on your knees. Step your right foot forward. Ardha Ustrasana, half camel. Take your right arm to the sky. Left hand to your hip, or you can bring your left hand to your back heel. Five. Four. Three. Two. Down dog. Bring your knees to the mat. Step your left foot forward. Half camel. Go. Five. Left hand, left arm high. Right hand to your back heel. Four. Three. Two. Down dog. Full camel, flow. 10. Feel it like the red hot fire of the desert sun just penetrating right into the center of your chest. 5. 4. Like it's coming out of your chest too. 3. 2. Down dog. Bridge pose, jump through, or just bring your knees to the mat, cross your ankles, lay on your back. Bridge pose or wheel, ready, set, go. 5, 4, 3, 2, you stay up or come down. Okay, reset your feet, bridge a wheel, set, and go. 5, 4, 3, 2, come back to the floor. Just 2 more, just 2 more. Okay, be ready. Press into your mat, come up. Help each other out. You're a reliable student. You, the person next to you, is a reliable student. You can count on them for bringing it. Even when they don't want to. You can count on the people next to you to bring it. Even when they don't want to and when you don't want to. You first, though. You first. Okay, come down. That's how it's been with everything in my life that I've requested from anybody, is that I'm first. I'm first. Okay, last one. Tell your neighbor. Tell your neighbor something powerful about them. Tell them, yeah, hook them up. You know, it's kind of corny a little. Like, but let's do it. I said it's kind of corny a little bit. Oh, just say something to your neighbor that's powerful for them. And they're like, that's so corny, but it works. You're so tough. You're so tough. Okay, ready? You feel the love fest? Did you get some love? Did you get some? How can you not get love between these two guys, right? I know you did. I know. Okay, go ahead. Come up. Get up. Get up there. Too much hooting and hollering, huh? Too much. People are too happy here. Can't have that. Hey, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. Relax your neck, yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Okay, good. Good job. Bring the bottoms of your feet together. Drop your knees out to the side. Close your eyes. Straighten your legs. Stretch your arms to the back of the room. Take some big body breaths. Squeeze your knees in your body. Rock from side to side. Chin in the opposite direction of your knees. Dead bug. Let go of your feet. Squeeze your knees in your body. Grab underneath your thighs, rock and roll, head to heels. Vinyasa, down dog. Half pigeon, right side. Drop your head down to a block. Maybe take a modification. And put a block under your right hip. There you go. Drop your head to a block. Relax your jaw. Relax your neck, relax your lips, the muscles in your face. Flex your upper foot, your right foot, flex it. Ten more counts. Ooh, sorry. Up a little bit. Okay, down dog. Half pigeon left side. Close your eyes, relax your jaw. Ten more counts. No pretense. Big breath. Big breath. Bring it. Just you're actively creating each breath, or you're in default. It's just like that. You could say it takes just as much effort to create a conscious breath that it does, like if you're in the gym and you're pushing a weight off your chest. It's just different energy. One's muscle energy, one's mind energy. You can't even separate them. But make the distinction. There's external physical work, and then there's internal work. And the internal work is nothing more than just watching. Just watching. And no one can tell if you're doing that. I mean, you can see it in the evidence of your life. The evidence of how you live your life, if you're doing your inner work, or you're just pretending to do it. You got good Lululemon clothes, you got a good Manduka mat, you got good blocks, you show up on time, you can even get in the poses, but there's something missing. And in my experience, every student goes through this. They realize that they pretend. Can you get in there right now and see that? Like how much work it really takes, and how much love it really takes to do your work. You see how you're going this way? By default, you gotta come this way. Yeah, and stay that way. Don't go back the other way. Yeah. One breath in through your nose, one breath out through your nose. With five more counts. One breath in through your nose, you're just pretending. You're doing your practice and you're not. Is it wrong or right? No, it just doesn't work that way. You want to meditate, everything you got right now. A double pigeon. Ground your sitting bones in your mat, bow forward. Flex your feet, bow forward, five counts. Watch, observe. Same way when we're training ourselves in eagle, to really see it with clarity, the edges of what we're looking at, the color, the texture, the contours of what you're looking at, but training your eyes to focus in, to bring into focus the things that thwart and constrain you. Truly, I mean, you practice outwardly the vision, but then you have to shift your vision inwardly and say, what's constraining me? What's thwarting me? What's holding me up? What am I choosing not to see? Sit up. Straighten your legs in front of you. Did we do the other side? No? Do the other side. Flex your feet. Fold forward. Sit up. You gotta get a better cap than that. Yeah, once you get to a certain level in your practice, you want to like get rid of the water bottles that make a lot of noise, that like whistle, like, you know those, or cracking water bottles. It's just, and it's like you'll come to that realization on your own. I just gave you a little insight on that, but like you don't want to, when you stand up, you're a sweaty person. You don't want to be flailing your arms around and splashing the people around you. Same way, right? Like you want to be quiet and respectful and know how your practice lands on in the room. Yeah, that's even. Sit up. Straighten your legs out in front of you. Seated forward bend. Grab your ankles, your shins, or your knees. Lengthen your spine. Breathe in. Fold forward. Inverted tabletop. Five. Four. Three. Two. Bring your bum to the mat. Scoot up to the front of your mat. Lay on your back. Put a block under your bum. Ah, you are psyched. You're psyched. Class is over. You're psyched. Spread out your toes. Take a good look at your feet. Meditate. Gaze at your feet or close your eyes and be accountable for your internal vision. Look at the back of your forehead or look at your eyelids. And just notice with yourself, are you pretending you're doing that or are you really doing it? Know that. Like, have that for you. Create that with you. That part of you that can really see you and observe you and know that when you're not being true, honest, 100%. You can bring your knees to your forehead or your feet to the floor behind you. You can bring your knees by your ears if you want. Curl into a little ball. You get a really, really close, intimate, unsweetened truth look at your body and your life. And you get it. You're like, wow, I'm suffering a lot. I have a lot of fear. When you stop pretending that, you come back to your mat every day and you face the truth. You're like, okay, I got a lot of work to do. A lot of work to do with myself and with people that I love. Lots of work. It all starts here in your physical body. And if it doesn't start in your physical body, it never starts. Take your blocks out of the way. Bring your bum to the mat. Pull your knees in your body. Straighten your left leg down on the floor. Supine twist to the right. You're so lucky you have an opportunity to become your greatest counsel, your greatest coach. You know, yoga tells you that you're not Jesus is watching you. You're watching you. You watch you. Come back to center. Bring your knees into your body. Straighten your right leg down on your mat. Take your left knee to the right side of your body. Bring your chin to your left shoulder. Close your eyes. Just to sit there and watch yourself. There's got to be more to life than that. And we think that, and we go searching everywhere, and then we wait. We actually wait till we have nowhere else to look. When we're dying or we're suffering, then we start turning in on ourselves. Why wait? Do it now. Start practicing now. You're gonna come to that point when nothing on the outside of your body is going to help you at all, just whatever you've created. Okay, come back to center. Pull your knees in your body. Bring the bottoms of your feet together. Drop your knees out to the side. Close your eyes. Do your work. Really do your work. Be still. You know, whether you come in a corpse pose with your legs straight, with your feet flopped out to the side, or you stay in butterfly, just create a space that you can be comfortable in. Make a commitment. Make a commitment to not move. To listen like someone's telling you a secret. Listen like that. And look inside your body. Look. You see how you when you look, you see stuff or you have an insight and then you start thinking about it and then you're gone. If you can observe that, if you can see that that happens, that's meditation. Just watch. And the way you stay anchored in your mind's eye is that you have your ears sensitive to the air that's on the outside of your ears. There's air and it's carrying vibration and sound. Listen. We have the springtime birds. Listen. One of the greatest anchors. Just sound. Take a huge breath in. Open your mouth. Breathe in. Open your mouth, let it go. Roll over onto your right side, curl into a fetal position. Keep your eyes closed, sit up, come to a comfortable seated position. Put your hands in a prayer over your heart center. Sit up straight. And rub your hands together. Okay, and just make a prayer. Now press your thumb knuckles in your heart center. Bone to bone, 3 ohms. Prayer hands to your forehead center. Breathe them. Together we say namaste. Peace and love. Go enjoy a beautiful June. Good job. All right, you guys, go enjoy your day. It's my favorite month in the year. I wasn't born in this month, but it's my favorite month. Do you know that most people's favorite month is the month they were born? Is that true? How many people in here, their favorite month is the month they were born? Yeah? I think so. Yeah. All right. Well, enjoy it. Go enjoy your day. Drink lots of water. Get some fruit in your body and be kind. I'll see you guys soon. When you come up here, put your blocks away neatly. Don't slip when you're doing it. And again, if you have any questions, ask me. Take care.